Mail.
Time to get into a Monday morning edition of Reedy's Mail. Round 19 in the rearview mirror. Brent Reed, the glue that holds the Triple M NRL family together. Good morning, Reedy.
Hello, mate. How are you?
Oh, mate, I'm going well. But what about the world of rugby league right now? Where to begin on a Monday morning?
Let's start with the Roosters, because they're a big high-profile club. And let's start with Joey Manu. It's interesting. There's been some stories coming out lately that the Roosters are desperate to tie Joey Manu down. He's got 1 year left in his deal from November 1, which means from November 1 he can start talking to other clubs. And it's interesting, someone from the Warriors has already reached out to the Roosters and said to them, look, out of respect for you and your club, we're letting you know right now, we're going to have a red hot go with Joey Manu on November 1. So the Warriors, this was before they'd signed Reece Walsh, because they were looking at Joey Manu as a fullback. But I understand that they're still very keen on Joey Manu. They will look to play him at 5'8", number 6 jersey. And I would imagine the offer for Joey Manu was going to be in the 7-figure bracket. He's about to become the game's next million-dollar man. The Warriors are willing to give him, as I understand it, something close to that. So the Roosters have got a big, big fight in their hands in the next, what are we in now? End of July, August, September, October, the next 3 months to try and tie Joey Manu down. If they can't, then he's going to cop a massive offer from the Warriors. So
7-figure deal potentially on the table from the Warriors for Joey Manu to go home to New Zealand. The Roosters surely can't match that with the stars they've got on their books.
Well, the challenges they've got to, you know, it's obviously beyond Joey Manu, because they've only done Angus Crichton, I think, for one more year. So they've got to try and extend Angus Crichton out as well. You know, they've got a handful of players there they've got to tie down. Those two blokes are their priorities. They've got Takiaho as well, I think, who's off in a year's time. So they've got to tie those guys down. That's going to be the challenge for them. But I think Joey Manu's definitely one of their priorities, probably their number one priority, and then Angus Crichton maybe number two. So, you know, the Roosters traditionally don't pay over the odds. The blokes generally stay there for a little less, just because it's the Roosters and Trent Robinson and Nick Politis, and you know you're going to be at a successful club that's going to compete for premierships. But that's going to be really hard for Joey Manu to resist if it gets to that stage and the Warriors get the chance to put an offer in front of him.
Well, with Luke Keary and Sam Walker presumably the halves for next season at the Roosters, and James Tedesco a lock at fullback, Joey Manu really can only play centre, and the Roosters can't justify that sort of a pay packet for a centre.
Well, you wouldn't have thought so. Okay. So that's where the challenge is going to come for them.
All right. Dale Finucane, the news broke over the weekend. He is a Shark from next year onwards, 4-year deal. But that means we need to put a new spotlight on somebody else in the player movement market. Reedy, who are the headline makers?
Well, I reckon there's three blokes this week we're going to read a fair bit about. And those three blokes are Anthony Milford, Moses Mbai, and potentially Aaron Woods. I've spoken to Cronulla today about Aaron Woods. There's been a bit of talk. Obviously, they've said to him there's no deal beyond this year. There's been a bit of talk that perhaps Woodsy could move early before that August 2 deadline. Cronulla was saying at the moment they don't think that'll happen. They need Woodsy around. They've got some injuries. Sean Johnson obviously got injured at the weekend. He needs to have scans today. They'll probably get done later today, but they're looking at losing him for a while. They've got some other injuries in that side. Matt Moylan's still out. So at this stage, Woodsy captained them on the weekend, you've got to remember. At this stage, I think they don't foresee Aaron Woods leaving. I'm not sure whether that will change in the next 6 or 7 days. I've got to say there's a chance the deadline may get pushed back yet. There's some talk that because of everything that's going on in the game at the moment, the bubbles and the biosecurity protocols, they may look to push the August 2 deadline back another week or so. So we could have some more fun and games in the next fortnight. But Anthony Milford, I've spoken at Brisbane today. They've heard no more on the Anthony Milford front. At this stage, they believe Anthony doesn't want to leave and will stay at Brisbane for the rest of the year. The other guy is Moses Mbai. Look, the ball's very much in West Tigers' court here. He's got a year left in his deal at the Tigers, and the Dragons have made it clear they'd be happy to take him right now if the Tigers are willing to let him go. At this stage, I believe the ball's firmly in the Tigers' court. And my sense is that they still think they're in the finals race, and they think that maybe Moses Mbai will be handy for them. So at this stage, it looks unlikely. I certainly wouldn't rule it out, because they're in the bubble together in the same hotel up in Queensland, the Tigers and the Dragons. So it makes it easy to have negotiations and talk about players. But he's the one who's most likely, I think, but at this stage it looks unlikely.
Well, you'd think if the Dragons keep going the way they are and fall out of finals contention, they wouldn't bother.
Well, it's a lot of money, because you'd be paying him a chunk for this year and obviously a chunk for next year, and you know, you're almost better off keeping that money up your sleeve, and they've missed out on Dale Finucane, so they've got They've got a fair chunk of money sitting there for next year already, just waiting to spend on someone. And you know, we know how this game works. You get to the off season, suddenly a good player becomes available. Mm. If you've got money sitting there and you've got it stashed away and you can make the move, you know, you could be in a really strong position.
What about a team like Manly, who are you know, outside of the top three teams, the Storm, Panthers and the Bunnies? Manly are probably the form team of the competition. They're flying up the ladder at the moment, going to be potentially pushing for fourth spot if the Eels keep travelling the way they are. But how is their roster looking? We know there's a lot of money invested in the Trbojevic brothers and Daly Cherry Evans, but they've got these young kids coming through now as well.
Well, I think the next bloke we expect, or one of the next players we expect to decide his future, is Marty Taupau, because Marty's been given permission by the club to have a look around and see what's out there for him. Again, I think it's a year left on his deal at the club, but there's an option there if he wants to leave and he can find something better, he can go and find it. At the moment, Manly think Marty will stay. They're budgeting for Marty to be there next year and to be honouring the final year of that contract. But I would imagine that we'll have a resolution one way or the other on Marty reasonably soon. Now, I've got to stress, it's for next year. It's not for this year, so he wouldn't move before August. They're juggling some balls. Curtis Sirenin's due back probably in the next week or two. He hasn't got a deal for next year yet, Curtis Sirenin. Schuster's come through on one side, another Kawatu on the other. So Curtis Sirenin actually at the moment probably doesn't crack their starting side. So, you know, there's a challenge ahead for him. And there was a really interesting one this week. Manasi Fanu, the hooker, the forgotten hooker at Manly, who was a gun a couple of years ago, but has got police charges hanging over his head.
Currently stood down under the game's no-fault stand-down policy.
He's been stood down for basically a year and a half. He was due to face court this week. Actually, he was due to have his trial this week. It was due to start today. It's now been delayed again. So Manly were looking at potentially getting him back. If he got off those charges, getting him back for a finals run, that won't happen now. And there's got to be a real question mark over Manasi Fanu and moving forward. So some good things for Manly, some tough things. And as I said, they're juggling a few balls. They're lucky at the moment. Lachlan Croker and Cade Custer have done a pretty good job in the hooking role. So they're looking pretty good, Manly.
Very nice addition of Reedy's Monday Morning Mail. Brent Reed, outstanding work. We will hear from you on Thursday on the Rush Hour with MG and myself. Until then, keep working those phones, mate.
I will, mate. Just hammer them.